And we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we are just eternally grateful for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you so much, O God, for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that we know that you are the one who holds this day. We thank you, Lord, that it is in you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank and praise you for all the callers that we hear or coming forth on the line this morning. We thank you for this TMC call, O God. We thank you, O God, for the speaker, Lord, who will bring the word of God, who is Minister Lance. Father, we thank and praise you, O God, for just the ability to gather on here this morning on this call. Now, we command the airways to line up with the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that the word will go forth with clarity. And, Father, we thank you for each and every caller who's on this line this morning. Father, we thank you for you are a good God. You are a mighty God. You are a righteous God. And we give you all the praise, O Lord. We give you all the honor, O Lord. We give you all the glory. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you. And I know I'm running out of time, so we give you praise, Lord. And we just thank you for the good things that you have done through Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts to get this call together. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you. Take it away, my
sister. Wow. God morning, God morning, God morning, PMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am all the way in Houston, Texas, and I greet you this morning with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Truly, this is a magnificent Make It Happen Monday, and I so love and appreciate Minister Willa for feeding us and greeting us on this day, for this is the day that God has made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what it looked like when you woke up this morning and it was not right, just know that if you rejoice and give God the praise in advance, he will do greater and new things in your life if you just trust him and obey him and let him have his way. So we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our founders, our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you, and we thank you for dialing in to the Master's Call this morning. See, the Master's Call, the mission statement for this call is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. And so we here on the Master Call, we seek God first. We started this call off in prayer, and we will end in prayer. And we thank God for what he is doing here and has been doing since October the 25th of 2010. And so we invite each and every single one of you to continue to join with us each and every Monday through Friday. And you guys know that immediately following this call, we go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call. And that is founded by our platinum president, Godmother Dorothy Cook, and so many other artists, platinums, and leaders are on that call every day, giving us information that will definitely keep us motivated. So if you would like to write this number down, let me give it to you right now. That number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598, pound. Once again, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598, pound. And so also every day at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have the 90K and 90-day call, and that number is 712-432-0075, and the PIN code 926358, pound. The replay for the 90K and 90-day call is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code 926358, pound. Well, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our speaker today. I'm telling you, I am so excited for him because he has a new website. I'm telling you guys, you got to go on to his new website and see what he is talking about, because definitely God is doing some new things in his life, in the Speak Life Ministry. I mean, he is doing great things in Speak Ministry in this season. So our speaker for the day, Minister Lance Waterman, also known as Coach LA, is an inspirational speaker and health and wellness coach. He is married to the lovely Lori Hogan Waterman. They live in New Jersey. He's the father of Youth, Our Next Generation. He's the CEO and founder of Speak Ministry. He, for the last 10 years, has been the founder of Mr. Paint It. He has 25-plus years working in men's organizations, 36-plus years involved in working with youth organizations, and 14 years working with outreach ministries. And so he is also one of the FBI agents in preparation on the ambassador's call every Wednesday on the morning motivational call number. So he is definitely a man of God, and I am so glad that God connected us together. So without further ado, it is an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege to bring to you none other than Minister Lance Waterman. Minister Lance Waterman, are you out there this morning?
Wow, wow, wow. Minister Tiffany, can y'all hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Willa, for greeting this morning Dr. PK and Dr. Weatherspoon and the rest of the youth community. Well, thank God. I'm just going to jump right into my text this morning. And I coined the topic this morning, Watch Your Mouth. Watch Your Mouth. Amen. And I'll be taking my scripture from Proverbs 18, verse 21, and I'm going to jump right into it. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I want to repeat that again for those who are hard of hearing. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You ever wonder why your businesses, why you yourself and anything around you is not prospering? It's because you are cursing your own business. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Because you are not as successful that you can be in this artist business might mean that you are putting your own mouth, or you're allowing people to put their mouth on your business. They say that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your conversations will either help or hurt you. If you are older, some of your conversations have already hurt you to this day. Many have ruined their lives by not ruling their tongue. I'm going to say that again. Many of you have ruined your lives because you have not ruled your tongue. Others have been exalted for their kind of wise tongue. Your conversations will bring either blessings or cursings from God and man in both time and eternity. Do you love a good conversation or a bad conversation? Your future will be impacted heavily by Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, Minister Waterman. You dropped off there for a moment.
Okay, y'all can hear me now?
We can hear you now loud and clear.
Okay.
Take us away. Feed us.
Okay.
You're doing good.
Amen. A tongue can either kill or save other lives. A forked witness can cause the death of an innocent man, or a comforter can restore a dejected man by an uplifting word. We're talking about watching your mouth. We're talking about that Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you speak prosperity over your artist business, then you will experience prosperity. If you say to yourself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to speak to two or three people, then guess what? You will not be able to speak to two or three people. You will not be able to speak one, because what you put out in the universe, you will get it in return. If you say, my business is great, I am great, therefore your business and artists will be great. You'll see some great returns. You'll see people coming to you. You will not have to have you go into people, but your business will start exploding. So what are you speaking over your life, over your business, over your children, over your home? What are you talking about today? Who are you talking to today? You have to be able to speak these things. The Bible says, believe those things that are not as if they already are. A slanderer can kill the reputation of a good man, or a wise counselor can guide a young man through the dangers of his youth. A seducing woman can ruin a man's life, or a godly mother can teach her children about the truth. We're talking about words. A tongue definitely affects others, but that is not the lesson here. We're talking about how a tongue can affect your business. The tongue either is one of the smallest parts of the body, but it's the deadliest parts of one of the deadliest part of the body. We're talking about watch your mouth. You are a reflection of what you say. So whatever comes out your mouth helps to define who you are. We're talking about death and life. It's in the power of the tongue. When you see a man or woman failing in life, he or she is likely to will not be able to rule his tongue. So are you cursing your business today, or are you blessing your business today? Speak a word of encouragement over your business. Say to yourself, I'm not only great at what I'm doing, but I'm prospering at what I'm doing. Because look at the fruits that you're going to be experiencing. You have to be able to speak those things. Just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Amen. So what are you speaking? What words are you using today to breathe life into your business? Arrogance and disrespect of authority will cost you some promotions. Favor will not surround you. It will leave you because you're cursing your business. Don't you know we have people who are so-called Christians today that are going around cursing and talking about, don't trip, God ain't through with me yet. Steve Harvey, though I love that brother, he was one that kept cursing and saying, don't trip, that God is used. Don't you know that some of the businesses that he could have experienced has left him, but yet he's prospering in God's name? So what I'm saying to you is you got to be careful what you say or who you saying it to, because you can either help your business grow or kill your business. We're talking about the tongue. We're talking about the tongue that affects speakers. The death and life is in the power of your tongue. Speak yourself. You learn this by the second clause, which teaches that those loving the use of the tongue will either eat the fruit or of death or life. So you, if you are either loving what you say or you hate what you say, see, the Spirit will convict you once you start saying something that's false against God's people. You cannot curse and at the same time experience blessings, and you're talking about you're a Christian. Nobody's going to follow you. Nobody wants to be in part of your business. Don't you know people are watching you, and the minute that you say something crazy, people say, well, how can you do this and say this at the same time? Didn't you just say that you are a Christian and you going over there and you cursing somebody out? That's crazy. You have to be careful what you say. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Other men rise like cream of the crop because they are watching what they say, because they are speaking prosperity. They use gentle words rather than bluster. They never talk about negative against other people, but they help build people up. Artists is helping you to build yourself and build people up. Speak a soft word or a gentle word in somebody else's life. Say, brother, I see you. You're great because I know you have greatness in you. I'm great myself. Get some positive affirmations and say it to yourself. Take those things on the wall to remind yourself who you are. You are not only a child of the king, but you are heir to the throne. What words are you talking about today? What words are you speaking into your business today that's helping you to experience unlimited possibility? You are great because God says, I will make your name great. So if you're speaking some negative things about your business, you can't experience those great things that God has for you. So I'm going to leave you with this word. You are a reflection for what thoughts that go on in your head. Because it is safe to say that whatever comes out of a person's mouth helps to define who that person is. The words you speak and what you do are controlled by your thoughts and the passions of your flesh. These are the fruits of your mind. When you start thinking and saying that you are rich, what you really want, then your mind automatically shifts and pulls you in that direction. I'm going to say that again and leave you with that thought. When you start speaking those positive words, the atmosphere, the universe has to yield positive thoughts back. That's why if you deposit positive thoughts, you'll get back positive things. If you deposit negative thoughts, you're going to reap negative things. So be careful what you say. Watch what you do and help your own self by speaking an own word, a positive word in your business. That's it for me. This has been a blast. You know what I always say, nothing happens in the universe until a decision is made. Make that decision and move now with Coach LA. I'm done. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Good God, good God. Thank you so very much, Coach LA. We thank you, son, for that word, the power of the tongue. I tell
Amen.
You, it is so true. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The word of God tells us so, tells us we must watch what we say. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts. I am one of the co-founders on the call. As you all know, this past weekend was a great weekend for our own Pastor Vanessa. We had a super fantastic celebration, one of the greatest, it was one of the greatest feasts I've ever set myself at the table to. Just the food was just absolutely scrumptious, and the fellowship, I'm telling you, it was so good to see each and every one of the prayer warriors and the ministers from this call on there with us here in Pearview, Texas, in Hempstead, Texas. And so you all is well with my dear friend and my sister and our co-founder and Pastor Vanessa. All is well with Sister Girl. She is she was so absolutely gorgeous. I tell the truth that our own godmother walked up in her face and asked her point blank, who are you, for real? And she did not recognize it. She was just that pretty, her hair and everything. So I just want you all to know that all is well, and that what an appropriate message for this morning. We need to watch what we say, who we say it to, and how we say what we say. And so I love you with the love of God. Keep praying for Pastor Vanessa and I. Know that this call is to knock the devil in the head each and every day with prayer and the word of God. With those two, we can absolutely live victorious. Somebody ought to say, I'm ready to shout right now. I want you all to know that I love you. Pastor Vanessa loves you. She thanks you for all that you have done, all of the prayers that you give. And I'm asking specifically that you pray for me because I am running this board. And as you can see, I left the chimes on this morning because I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I had it. I was so proud of myself. But at least I was able to mute all of you all out and get the call started. God bless you, and we thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting us and seating us in this holy sanctuary, holy telecommunication sanctuary for the Lord this morning. At this time, I'm going to bring our own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale back, and have her pray us out with our prayer request. And we are going to go on over to the call for the MMC call with our own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, because we have some good stuff on the table over there as well. You all, I'm here to tell you, if you don't know, you need to know. This is the very best time. Oh, son, I want you to get started with your artist business as never before. This is the best time to be in Artist International. All the things that are on the horizons are going to absolutely blow your socks off. You better get on board. Everybody needs to get on board. God is calling his children together in a most profound way right now. I love you. Minister Tiffany, come and pray us out of here. Give us the rest of our announcements and get us ready for the day. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you, Minister Lance. Thank you, TMC family. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me every day. They prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And God is so awesome. You sent an invitation to them and invited them to come to the table. Oh, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me every day of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, we thank you for the master's call. We thank you for each and every person that dialed in right now and those that will listen later, oh God. I thank you for the greater and the new things that you are doing in their lives, oh God. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us, because in your word you said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, oh God. So we submit to you right now that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we thank you for our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Strengthen them and comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom and understanding and discernment that only comes from you. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this call right now. I speak increase right now. I speak healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And those that don't know you, that call into this call, that they would have a more intimate relationship with you and know that you love them unconditionally. Oh God, I lift up Shervon to you, oh God. I pray that you would continue to enrich, empower, and enhance her life, Father. I thank you, Father God, for her artist business, and I pray that you would continue to do great things. And for every artist entrepreneur on this line, I pray that you would do greater and new things. We are 3 days away from the end of the month of March in Artist International, and I pray that this month will end like never before, oh God. Continue to do what you do, God, and we will do what you would have us to do. I lift up Joni to you, Father. I pray that you would touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that everything will line up right now. No pain right now. In the name of Jesus, that all her pressures and her levels and her system will line up according to the way that you would have it to, oh God. Remove anything in her that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Jackie to you, Father, and her children right now, her grandchildren to you. I pray that you would continue to just bless them and keep them and reveal to them that you are God and that you are in control and that everything will work out the way that you would have it to. I lift up Trey Sampson to you, Father. Oh, God, I thank you for his life, Father. I thank you, Father God, that the Lviv is doing greater things in his life. I thank you that you allowed him to walk to the store, God. As he has been laying down, you allowed him to get up, God. And I thank you for the testimonies that will still come forth, because truly he is a living testimony, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, for each and every single one of my sisters and brothers who are under the sound of my voice, oh God. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that you would just do what you could do in their life. Father God, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our joy. You are our hope. And Father, we submit to you. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that this day will be mighty, this day will be marvelous, this day will be magnificent, and we will be on the move for God in this day. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare this to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. So Master's Call family, if you have missed any part of this call, I will make you, let me give you the replay number, 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-pound. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace. Go out there and make a move for God today and make it happen. At this time, I'm going to ask my brother, Minister Lance Waterman, to come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day. Minister Lance, are you there?
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, again. I'm just going to go ahead and reiterate that scripture text. And it says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak a soft word or a kind word, not only over your business, but somebody else. Don't let jealousy or animosity take control. Be that man or woman that God put you on the earth to be. God says he created you in his likeness. Everybody was created to be significant in this life today. I love you all with the love of God. Take care and be well. Bye-bye, everyone.